NASA's named a crew for its next Artemis mission, hoping to pave the way to land humans on the moon for the first time since the 1970s. 2 months ago, the world watched with bated breath.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition, and lift off.
As four astronauts on Artemis 2 took off for a 10-day journey around the moon, going further into space than any other people in history. They successfully landed back on Earth.
Splashdown confirmed at 7:07 p.m. Central Time.
And brought back important information for NASA.
A new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete.
Artemis 2 orbited the moon rather than actually landing on it, but it did gather important data on space and about the technology needed for future missions, including plans to get people living on the lunar surface. This next mission is Artemis 3, with four more astronauts gearing up for their trip into space. The pilot is Italian Luca Parmitano, the first European to join one of the program's missions. He'll be joined by three Americans, Frank Rubio, Andre Douglas, and Randy Bresnik, who'll be the captain.
We, the Artemis 3 crew, are honored to be able to carry this torch forward.
These guys are not actually going to the moon, they'll be flying around the Earth. But they'll be testing equipment, practicing docking their Orion capsule with two lunar landers, which are being provided by private companies, Elon Musk's SpaceX and Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin. Artemis 3 is set to launch sometime next year. And after that, in 2028, there's Artemis 4. That's when NASA is planning to actually land humans on the moon and, for the first time, have them stay there for a week. The last time a person landed on the moon was in 1972. NASA's also revealed plans for longer stays, unveiling a blueprint for a permanent lunar outpost near the moon's south pole, complete with moon buggies and pressurised living quarters. It says once Artemis 3 and 4 are done, the next phase will be to start building up that infrastructure throughout the next decade.